Wrapping up 2 hours of all-female bands, not just female-fronted, all-female, every member of the band, female, to celebrate International Women's Day 2024, which is today, March 8th, 2024. My name is Paul. I'm the Mox. There's a show called Viva La Mock. Let you know what I played in that set of music for you. From Nova Scotia, International, once again, from an old Nova Scotia jail with Not Happy from Dream Cake. Slant 6 gave us Retro Duck in that set of music. Went back to the 80s for the Pandoras with 6 Times a Day from Rock Hard. Bikini Kill gave us Distinct Complicity. Kathleen Hanna and Company. And L7 started off the entire set with Pretend We're Dead from the Bricks Are Heavy album. Let me tell you one more thing before we just take a little pause as we are wrapping up this 2 hour block. You ever listen to the Echo Chamber? You should. Listen. Is anybody out there? There. I'm actually making that up. If you're out there, just drop in and listen to the Echo Chamber each and every Tuesday at 6. Because you can listen to good music together with your friends. And finally, before I just let the music go, you got to remember that every day in the developing world, children are dying from preventable and treatable illnesses. Save the Children trains local health workers to provide life-saving care. Visit goodgoes.org to learn how you can help. Brought to you by Save the Children and, of course, your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. You can always reach me via the emails at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Again, if this is not Friday, March 8th, 2024, you are listening to an encore presentation of this program, which will be wrapping up here in about a minute. That's very true. And if you are listening on March 8th, 2024, we've got 2 more hours of this program. So for my encore listeners, I bid you adieu. For my live Friday night listeners, keep your radio tuned here. We've got some exciting stuff. We're switching away. We'll throw some all-female bands in that I might not have gotten to. But beyond that, we'll move into some other stuff. Since we're here till 1 a.m. on a Friday night on 83 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm still here. I didn't go away. I'm just hanging out with you. Hey, guess what? It is just past 11. What time is it? Because this clock's way off. 4 minutes past 11. How'd the clock go fast? It was slow last week, and now it's 2 minutes fast. I don't know. But anyway, being that it's just past 11 on a Friday night, it's time for the WRCT Music and Radio Calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. Start off with the WRCT radio calendar. Let's see, what is... it's the 8th. I've said it 14 times, so I should actually know that. 937 Liberty. The 937 Liberty Gallery is actually presenting the wind got up in the night and took our plans away. That is going on now through March 17th at 937 Liberty. Space Gallery is presenting This Is Not a Map. Going on now through April 28th at 812 Liberty Avenue downtown. And the Pittsburgh Humanities Festival is presenting a five-day festival exploring topics like, can computers understand morality? How do we unlearn the misconceptions surrounding soul food? And what is ASMR? And how can it bring communities together in new ways? These are all questions that keep me up at nights. And luckily, the Pittsburgh Humanities Festival, going on from April 3rd through the 8th at the Greer Cabaret Theater downtown, will help answer those questions. For those three events that I just told you about, if you go to trustarts.org, you can find them and more information about them. Also, don't forget the Steel City Squares. They host a monthly square dance. The next one is March 16th. The dancers are actually beginner and family friendly. They're traditional Appalachian squares. There's a live band. There's a caller. I think there's foot stomping that goes on at these things. There's no experience necessary. And all the dances are taught. There's a potluck. There's old time jam that starts at 7. Dances start at 8. And it all happens at the Shiloh Center on Nintwood Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, check out their Facebook page at Square Dance Pittsburgh. Oh, wait. Just check out their Facebook page. I don't know what that is. You can email them. You can email them at squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. And don't forget about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, having their regular rehearsal each and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side. It's free and open to the public to watch. Not necessarily become a member. You'd have to talk to them about that. But they play all those hits from the 20s and the 30s. They got banjos and tubas and trumpets and all that good stuff there. Now, it's a popular thing, so please give them a call at least by Tuesday for reservations. It's free, but you still have to get a reservation. 412-321-1834, the number of the Elks Lodge. And the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts and Media is hosting the Plain Air Paint Out on April 20th and the 21st. Now, en plein air is a French expression meaning in the open air. It's used to describe the art of painting outdoors. This new event is going to utilize the Mellon Park campus at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts and Media to celebrate the art of painting outdoors. Again, it's April 21st and 22nd. More information at pghartsmedia.org. And that is my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, you can send the details at least a week in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's check out what's going on in the WRCT music calendar. Some shows happening around town. Tomorrow, the 9th of March. Let's see, the March. 9th of March. Lavetta is at the Government Center with Gold Dust Rush. Gathering Fields playing the Pittsburgh Winery tomorrow. Hannah Wickland and the Regal Suite is at the Club Cafe. And Mammoth, WVH, that is Wolfgang Van Halen, is at the Roxian tomorrow. No, that's tonight. I'm sorry. Those are all happening tonight. I'm sorry to tease you on that. What's happening tomorrow? I should actually scroll down a little further before I start talking. Mark Dingham is playing at the Club Cafe. The Northside Organ Trio is at the Pittsburgh Winery. Our Abstract Mountain is at the Roboto Project in Garfield. Those things are happening. We also have on Sunday Lip Critic. And Smut is at the Roboto Project. Horace Whisper and the Empty Hand is playing at the Government Center. Turnover with MS Paint and Druk is at the Spirit Hall. And WRCT's own Jay Thurber is spinning music at Arsenal Lanes. That is happening on Sunday. McCluskey's in town on Monday with Martha's Vineyard Fairies. featuring Chris Brokaw in Martha's Vineyard Fairies. That's at Spirit on Monday. I need to keep remembering that because I'd like to go to that show. I keep announce it every week. I just write it down, put it in my pocket. What else do we have? How about on Tuesday the 12th, the California Guitar Trio is performing at the Club Cafe with Dave Broski, who apparently is doing a solo Chapman Stick thing. I saw this Chapman Stick thing on when I saw Peter Gabriel play. I now know what that is. Mary Timoney's in town playing the Warhol on Wednesday the 13th. The Smoking Popes are at the Funhouse with the Rodeo Boys at Mr. Small's on Thursday the 14th. Circles Around the Sun are at the Thunderbird that night as Ancient History is doing a vinyl release show at Spirit Lodge on Thursday the 14th as well. The Turpentiners are playing with the Living Room at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Friday. That is next Friday. Laser Crunk is performing at the Burlow Box. And Tony from Bowling with Stupid Head at Bottle Rocket on Friday the 15th. On the 16th, Slim Forsythe's Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade After Party is happening at Spirit Lodge in the afternoon. Starting around noon, featuring Candy Mountain, Dennis Childers, Slim Forsythe himself. Punxsutawney Phil is going to be there, apparently. So that's happening on Saturday the 16th. Moon by Moons at the Roboto Project on that same day. The Buzz Poets are playing the Pittsburgh Winery that day. And, of course, the Bastard Bearded Irish Fest featuring the Bastard Bearded Irishman, the Filthy Lowdown, and Platinum Moon are at the Thunderbird on the 16th. Blackberry Smoke is playing at the Roxy Inn on Tuesday the 19th. Thus Love at the Club Cafe on Thursday the 21st. Billy Price at the Pittsburgh Winery on Friday the 22nd. Meeting of Important People are doing an album release show at the Thunderbird on that same day. Let's give you a couple more. Club Cafe is hosting Bikini Trill on Sunday the 24th. And Herbie Hancock's coming to the Bynum. I'll tell you about that on Wednesday 27th. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details at least a week in advance to WRCT. Let's see, what is it? Music-calendar at WRCT.org. You can hear the WRCT music and radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again like you just did now at 11 p.m. Jay Thurber will actually give you the next calendar during his program Radio 9, which happens each and every Saturday. It's Dusty Yusta. It's the Moldy Oldies, the Rusty Dusties, the Platinum Platters. He plays new stuff, and he tells jokes and has little skits in there. It's always good when Uncle Jay takes his medicine because it's called Radio 9, and it's from noon until 3 p.m. each and every Saturday here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we find our way back into more music, how about this quick word? Oh, wait, what is that quick word? That quick word is turn the volume on, Moxster. How about after this quick word?
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
We're getting back into the rock and roll. We have a mock coming up in this segment of the Viva La Mock radio program. The mock is today is actually National Oregon Day. So I've found some songs that talk about Oregon, and at some point I'll play those. I'll also play some bands just to get us in the mood that are from Oregon, not exclusively, but I'll throw it into the mix. Why not? Because I think that's fun too. When's the last time you heard some new shoes on the radio? When is the last time? Okay, there's no guarantee that I'm going to play any new shoes, but I might. I might. They're from Oregon. Another band from Oregon were the Dandy Warhols. I always dug this song. Some Dandy Warhols for you. With a Bohemian Like You, it's the Viva La Mock radio program.
You got a great car. Yeah, what's wrong with it today? I used to have one too. Maybe you'll come and have a look. I really love your hairdo, yeah. I'm glad you like mine too. See what looking pretty cool will get ya. So what do you do? Oh yeah, I wait tables too. No, I haven't heard your band, cause you guys are pretty new. But if you dig, I'm vegan food.
atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand.
Le Tigre, reminding you to get off the internet. It's not bad advice. It's really not. It's not, unless you're listening to WRCT.org streaming, and then I'd say, well, you can stay on the internet just for that one and only reason. Hey, before the Le Tigre, how about Portugal the Man with Atomic Man from Evil Friends? Also played some Franz Ferdinand in there, title track to the Right Action album. Mission of Burma gave us Forget, and started the entire set with the Dandy Warhols. The Dandy Warhols with a Bohemian Like You. Hey, speaking of the Dandy Warhols, which I wasn't, but speaking of the fact that they're from Oregon, I'm doing a mock. I'm not going to do it for like probably another, let's say, 40 minutes. But it's going to be songs about Oregon. So if you have a suggestion for a song about Oregon, email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. See if I can throw it in there. I'm still kind of pulling this together. That's what I do on a Viva La Mock radio program, is I just kind of pull this stuff together. No rhyme, no reason. I'm winging it. I don't sit here with like a computer with all my songs pre-programmed. I'm making this mixtape for you live. Live. Hey, speaking of getting off the internet, you know, with everybody posting stuff online all the time, you got to remember, once you post that picture, you can't take it back. You might think you can pull it down or delete it or get rid of your profile, but guess what? It's up there. Your friends, your family, and sometimes not so friendly people can see it. And all it takes is a few clicks, and next thing you know, your image is everywhere. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and of course, the good people at the Ad Council. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. Probably, let's say yesterday, but it was recent. Within the last day or so that we lost Steve Lawrence. And if you listen to the Viva La Mock radio program a week ago, I actually played Drumarama, their song Steve and Edie. And I'm sorry, but I just played it. It's a song from 1987, and it just got played. I'm not going to play it again. So I might have a Steve Lawrence song. Let me dig around for maybe a Steve Lawrence cover. There's not like a lot of songs that talk about Steve Lawrence. But instead, how about I play a song that talks about Edie, but not Edie Lawrence. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Appreciate you listening, though.
We'll be right back. This is how we know. This is how we go. This is how we know. This is how we know. This is how we go. This is how we know. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can take it. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can take it. This is how we know. This is how we go. This is how we know. This is how we know. Circle in verse, and I will take it if you can take it. This is how we know. This is how we go. This is how we know. This is how we know. This is how we go. This is how we know. You spoon water like love, and I will take it if you can take it. You spin circle in verse, and I will take it if you can take it. And this is how we go, soft and slowly. Don't you know me? Now I count two. I count for you. Given a thought, I would have you again. I count two, two, three. Breathe, two, three. You walk alone. You talk in code. It's a light I can't decipher. But I shut it somehow enough. And the trick lighting under trick our lens. Given the thought. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we know.
This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le Mock!
Great wide plain. Yeah, every time. nothing on me.
I'm gonna put you down. Ramblin' Rose.
I sing to you good night. I just want pleasure, I just want heaven, I just want you tonight.
Butchie's wrapping up that set of music. Send Me You. Not only is today, March 8th, National Oregon Day, which will be reflective in the mock coming up in 15, 18, 17 minutes. I don't know, somewhere in that range. But it's also International Women's Day. Butchie's an all-female band in celebration of that. Speaking of all-female bands, how about Girls' School before that? Girls' School found a fun 12-inch in the record library with them doing a cover of ZZ Top's Tush. And then Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre with Sherry Curry of the Runaways, another all-female band, with Ramblin' Rose. Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre, along with Sherry Curry, Kevin Turbin, a bunch of people, are at the Whiskey a Go-Go as I speak, along with our own Rockin' Attorney. In fact, as we are approaching the top of the hour, he might be on stage right now because he is emceeing this event, because it's the 50th anniversary of Thor being a rock and roll god. And he's out at the Whiskey a Go-Go, invited Eric Jackson Lurie out there to emcee the event. I'm just praying the dream he had. And I'm not talking about Thor. I'm talking about the Rockin' Attorney. He called me up, said, "Moxter, I had a dream. It was very real." He goes, "I went to get up on stage, and I was only wearing my underwear, but that wasn't even the embarrassing part. The embarrassing part, apparently, was that he was wearing clown shoes, and he tripped when he got on stage and fell on his face." And Cleopatra Records is out there making a DVD, and it's not even going to make the blooper reel. It is going to be in the trailer. So let's just hope that didn't happen, because he said it was a very, very, very vivid dream. I should find some more music as we get approaching the mock. Yes, the mock being that it is National Oregon Day. We are going to celebrate the great state of Oregon by playing songs that name drop it in some capacity. I've got 12 songs pulled for you to hopefully make that happen. Now, I mentioned, I hang out on Thursdays down at Arsenal Lane spinning 80s and 90s music. We call it 80s, 90s nights. And last night when I was down there, a young lady walked up with a request and she said, "Could you play this song?" And I looked it up, and I was like, wow, speaking of my Rockin' Attorney, it was like directly in his wheelhouse from 1984. And it was a cover then, and I dug deeper and I found another cover of the same song. I'll tell you who did the cover after we get done with this set of music, but this cover is done by Screaming Trees.
Oh, what you done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And you feel